Okay, hour number three. Welcome back on this Friday night, weekend coming up. David John Oates is sitting by down there in Adelaide. He has been under the weather today, but he rose to the occasion because he had such great reversals, and he cares about all of you and wants to bring you the latest from the world, the remarkable world of reverse speech. And just for the record, I have been friends with David for a long time, and I have always found, even though I wasn't 100% convinced for the first year or so, maybe it was very early, I had to think about it and listen. And the more I listened, the more it became obvious that when the syllables and the words and the sequencing and the grammar and then the emotion in many cases is there, it's real. It is what it is. The odds for something like this happening randomly are impossible. They don't exist. You couldn't come up with a big enough number. It's that simple. Now we have the latest news, of course, that the CIA has admitted that reverse speech is, in fact, a viable technology. And that's why they use it. All right. David, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Yes. Oh, I appreciate it. It's okay. I'm down with a case of the flu, so if I sound a little bit nasally, that's why.
No problem. None at all.
Australian winters. There we go.
Yeah. You know, the...
Go ahead.
I've got something else to say. Please go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it was a big deal to have the CIA come out with their stuff about a month ago now. It was quite amazing. That's all I was going to say.
You deserve it. Now, from your position over there, we here in America, those of us who understand at least fairly well the incredible, astonishing forces that are being brought to bear on us and arrayed against us as a people, as a republic, as a culture, as a society, as a history, which is what we are in this. We are a history. Those people are now attempting to destroy our history. They're Americans, but they are being led, paid, brainwashed, perhaps, by the most evil people on the planet you could imagine, to take this country down. And the best way to begin to do that is to take its identity away by destroying its heritage, its history, and then scaring people into fear of speaking. When you become afraid to talk and exercise your First Amendment rights, first in the list of amendments is which one? Freedom of speech. The Founding Fathers considered that to be the most important right of all. But when you become afraid to think about things, that's the time you stop talking, and vice versa. You're afraid to talk, you become afraid to think. You become afraid to think, and you don't talk. It's all a terrible psychological operation to destroy this country. What's left of it? A lot of damage has been done already. How does it look to you over there?
Well, of course, I'm watching the news here. You know, I'm seeing them tearing down statues and, the Australian news, the Australian mainstream news is painting Donald Trump as an unhinged madman. That's basically what they're doing. Whether you believe that or not, I don't know. I mean, I'm watching what's happening. I'm seeing them tearing down statues and all sorts of things. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. I don't know. I think you're in trouble.
We're in big trouble. This is not going to back away. It's not going to go away. It's not going to retreat. The game is clear. The launch has happened. We are being driven toward a second civil war here.
Yeah,
period.
I think it's happening. Yeah.
So we're going to see what reverse speech has to say about this and this program and the programs to come. We'll continue watching it for you. Donald Trump, did you see his 14-minute video? He defended his remarks about Charlottesville and he did so brilliantly. He told the truth. He said, look, there are two sides involved here,
I don't know what your opinion on that speech was, but I was quite impressed with it. I thought, well, yeah, that's exactly what happened. It was sides caused it.
That was his finest speech since the best speeches of the campaign.
Oh, good, good, good.
And it was an extemporaneous, spontaneous, extemporaneous, unscripted, unprepared delivery. They asked him questions, and he spoke his truth.
Yep, yep, yep. No, it was great. I was impressed with it. I really was. I thought he shone. Okay, all right, okay. Oh, good, I'm glad we agree.
he stood up to them, and it could end up costing him his life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then let's start off by looking at some reversals on Trump. I got quite a few to look at tonight. We've got Trump and Tillerson and Mattis and, someone, Princess Di, forget time. But, I don't have many on Trump at all. Oh, right. Oh, okay.
But well, we have some from prior programs we can go to if we need to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's have a look. So here he is talking about a possible war with Venezuela.
And by the way, I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela. A military operation, a military option is certainly something that we could pursue.
And a surefire is the limit.
And a surefire is the limit.
Oh, yeah.
And a surefire is the limit.
That's clear.
And a surefire is the limit.
Wow, that shows he's serious.
No doubt. No.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are they going after Venezuela, dear friends? Why?
And I've
said this before. The answer is very simple, David. 5 trillion barrels of recoverable oil.
Oh.
The Saudis only have 600 billion barrels.
Oh, right.
So this is eight or nine times what the Saudis have.
All right. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. Well. Anyway, surefire's the limit. He's serious. He's serious.
Very serious. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, so let's move on to the next one. Here he is, talking about. Oh, everyone's ringing me. talking about. A crazed pastor wants war with North Korea.
The Bible gives President Trump the moral authority to use whatever force necessary, including assassination or even war, to take out an evildoer like Kim Jong-un. And I think most Christians understand that.
And here he says, shared assassin.
Shared assassin.
Wow. Well, I don't know what it means by shared assassin, but
play that one more time, would you, David?
To play the reverse or the forward, both.
Reverse.
Rather reverse. Okay, I got shared assassin.
Shared assassin.
Yeah. It's there, all of it, and you wonder if what's he saying? Shared assassin. The same people trying to kill Kim would be the same people, by extension, who would perhaps want to get rid of Trump as well. International elite.
Yes.
Shared assassins.
Yes. That would make absolute sense, yeah. Oh, boy. Gee whiz, there's so much going on. okay, all right. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. I'm going to sound very ignorant with this reversal. I'm sure I'll feel quite embarrassed once you tell me what this word means, but here's the forwards.
Then Washington taxed and regulated our own workers and industries.
And he says, grow NORAD.
Grow NORAD.
No, NORAD.
And NORAD's NORAD. A military operation of some sort, isn't it?
Oh, it's headquartered under Cheyenne Mountain. It's our eyes and ears to watch for incoming missiles and other unwanted intruders.
Right. Okay. So Grow NORAD. He's putting them all on full alert.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, okay, well, that's fair enough, okay. So that's one of his locked and loaded measures, okay?
Right.
And here he is again.
Washington funded one global project after another while allowing other countries to drain our jobs.
And I'll allow with a new fate.
I'll allow with under fate.
Huh. I'll allow with under fate.
Wow.
Yeah,
let me listen to the Fords again on that. Hang on. Don't want to play the Fords again.
Washington funded one global project after another while allowing other countries to drain our jobs.
I'll allow with a new fate.
I'll allow with under fate.
Huh.
I'll allow with under fate.
A new direction? A new...
I'll allow with under fate.
A new direction? A new...
A new fate. I don't know.
I don't know how to interpret that. Does he see that our direction and fate is moving in a new area? I don't know. Anyway, all right.
That is a little enigmatic and very interesting. Very interesting.
All right, we've got quite a few on Tillerson this time. Here we go. Let's look at Tillerson. He's defending Trump's strong words to North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Korean regime, the U.S., you know, unquestionable ability to defend itself, will defend itself and its allies.
Yeah, that's not very good audio, is it? Let me up the volume a bit. Choke on money.
Choke on money.
Oh, yeah.
Choke on money.
That's pretty funny.
They just put $1 billion worth of sanctions on North Korea, so that could be what that's referring to.
Sounds like it. Yeah, the gross national product of North Korea is, I think, only $7 billion a year. That's it, and we just cut.
Oh, is that it?
We cut it down by a third. Oh. Yeah, it's very small.
Oh, okay.
And you look at the gross national product of South Korea, and I don't know what it is. It's huge.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. All right. Well, then that's an appropriate reversal then. Okay. So here's the next one.
As Commander-in-Chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself.
Don't give it up.
Don't give that up.
Huh.
Don't give that up. Don't give that up.
Yeah, well, don't give it up. You know, don't give up. Don't give up your secrets. Don't give it up.
No.
Don't give up the fight.
Right.
You know, stand firm, basically. Okay, all right. Next one along, talking about North Korea still.
Channel's up.
Oops, hang on. Sorry about that. Right, here we go.
Talks as well with a representative from North Korea. I think that is evidence that they have very good open channels up.
And here he says, Europe ahead.
Europe ahead.
Europe ahead.
Huh. What's Europe got to do with North Korea, and why would Europe be ahead of North Korea? North Korea is not threatening Europe, so why would Europe be on his mind?
That is a good question.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. South Korea, I'm just looking this up. South Korea has a GNP of 1.8 trillion in 2016.
Oh, okay.
1.8 trillion. North Korea, hard to get figures. They don't have anything really accurate, but it's a pittance compared to that. 68, let's see here. Hold on. GDP of North Korea, $16 billion in 2015. So 16, not 7, 16 billion in 2015, as opposed to 16 billion.
Is it total domestic?
That's the GDP.
That's it?
North Korean economy.
How can they afford all their nukes?
China. Let's see. Yeah. North Korea's GDP, $16.12 billion in 2015. That's it. $16 billion, and we hit him with sanctions. South Korea's $1.8 trillion.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I'm staggered. Wow. So, choke on money. That's a totally appropriate reversal,
that's
wasn't it?
Absolutely right. We're going to choke them on money.
Wow. Okay, all right. Yep, okay. Yep. Okay, all right. So, next one. Here we go.
Talks. Talks with the right expectation of what those talks will be about.
And the evil fox look over.
Evil fox look over.
Yep. These actually quite clear reversals today, aren't they?
Every letter, every syllable is perfectly audible. The sequencing is right. It's all there. And in most cases, there is a contextual relation to the forward conscious speech.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yep. As always. And I think the evil fox is probably Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With his microscopic GDP. Unbelievable.
I know. Incredible. I don't know how he affords his... he claims he's got a million-man army. I mean,
thing to do if you want to survive and have regular meals in North Korea is to join the army. They get fed.
And that's it.
That's one of the good recruiting tools they have.
Guess so. Gee whiz. All right, here's Tillerson again, talking dirt North Korea.
Talks with the right expectation of what those talks will be about.
And I'm able.
I am able.
Oh, yeah.
I am able.
Well, I'll be bothered.
I am able.
Different tone of reversals than what we normally see from Tillerson. He's being quite congruent and confident in this.
Something changed. Tillerson and Mattis both turned against Trump. When Trump was at his highest level of rhetoric about North Korea and warning Kim over and over, Tillerson and Mattis did a 180-degree turn on him. They started talking about no need for war, we just sit down and talk, that kind of thing. So it was another example of how Trump does not seem to have the kind of loyal support around him that most presidents are usually, at least from our position, accorded. He didn't get it. He's not getting it.
Well, all right, okay. Okay, next one. He's talking on dealings with Qatar. Here we go. I think that's how you pronounce it. Qatar, Q-U-A-T-R, Qatar. So here we go.
Together, the United States and Qatar will do more to track down funding sources, we'll do more to collaborate and share information, and we'll do more to keep the region and our homeland safe.
And fierce, thou'll look on it.
Fierce, thou'll look on it.
Oh, that's not a very good reversal. Hang on, let's play it again. Fierce, thou'll look on it.
Fierce, thou'll look on it.
Oh, it's there, it's there.
Fierce,
thou'll look on it.
Yeah, thou'll look on it.
No. Now, second word is now.
Oh, really? Now look on it. Okay.
Yes, now look on it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes, now look on it.
Definitely now. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Right,
yeah, I didn't think it was. I'm in the first player. I thought, no, that doesn't say that.
No, that makes sense. Fierce, comma, now look on it. And it was consider. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but
there's something. There's some big power changes and currents underway in the administration now. Bannon is out. There's a General Kelly and Jerry Kushner got rid of Bannon. Things are they're changed. Trump presents as a man. I know this is probably not correct, but he presents as a man who is pretty well being controlled by his allegedly trusted advisors and staff. I just don't know how to say
it. He seems to be scattered. I can't work it out. I got to do some verses on him myself.
I don't know that, David, that is in point the truth or reality. I think that's the way that the story is being spread through the mainstream media to give the impression that he's scattered more than he probably is. They don't want to give the guy any credit. This, remember, it's all about image, and the media controls 100% of the image. So if they want him to appear scattered, it's very simple to do.
Yeah, right.
And I just don't know what the truth is. We don't know. But when he gets in front of a live crowd, he is the Donald Trump that, generally speaking, we remember from 18 months in the campaign. Yeah. And the comments he made defending his Charlottesville remarks were extraordinary. I was stunned.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
For him to say that, wait a minute, we're not going to attack only the conservative right-wingers and the white supremacists, white nationalists. There are two groups there. And he said the other group didn't have a permit. They had clubs and sticks and stones. That's Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They didn't have permits. And he said they're not without guilt either. So he simply tried to split it down the middle and say, look, there are two sides here, two issues. And boy, did the media go nuts. They couldn't stand that.
Right.
Insane. Totally. We're going to go through the break. We got reversals to do here. So go ahead, David.
Okay. All right. So here he is talking about on relations with Russia. This is Tillerson again.
Russian meddling in the elections is certainly a serious incident. We talked about it in the discussion we had with Minister Lavrov yesterday, and trying to help them understand just how serious this incident had been and how seriously it had damaged the relationship between the U.S., the American people, and the Russian people, that this had created serious mistrust between our two countries, and that we simply have to find some way to deal with that.
He just simply says, I believe it.
I believe it.
Huh.
I believe it.
Nice congruent reversal.
I believe it.
See, this is a different Rex Tillerson that we looked at.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah.
This is...
There have been some big changes there, and I don't know what they are. I can't quantify them, but they're being borne out 100% with what you're playing tonight.
Wow, this is incredible. Here he's talking about Venezuela.
Venezuela's future. Clearly what we want to see is for Venezuela to return to its constitution, return to its scheduled elections, and allow the people of Venezuela to have the voice in their government.
Soon it will be violent.
Soon it will be violent. It's all there, every syllable, every word, every letter. And that's a statement of fact. That's not a prophecy. He's just telling it like it is. In other words, we are, the CIA, other intelligence agencies are clearly considering major intervention in Venezuela.
Yep, that's obvious from these reversals. Yep. Watch and wait, folks. Never known reverse speech to be wrong yet. All right. Here's Tillerson again.
So we have these conversations with people. Yes, I think it is to be expected that we will go through some morale issues early on. I hope as the redesign goes forward, if people become more engaged in that, that there's going to be an uptick in that. I'm mindful of it. I pay attention to it.
And they get better?
And they get fed up.
Huh.
And they get fed up.
I'll be bothered.
And they get fed up.
Huh. Let me play the Fords again. Hang on, I want to hear what he's saying about Fords again.
So we have these conversations with people. Yes, I think it is to be expected that we will go through some morale issues early on. I hope as the redesign goes forward and people become more engaged in that, that there's going to be an uptick in that. I'm mindful of it. I pay attention to it.
Well, relations, is he talking about White House relations? I don't know what relations he's talking about. Whatever he's talking about, relations are going to get better. It's a congruent reversal.
And they get better.
Well, certainly his reversals are getting better. I don't know. Well, gee whiz, maybe he's growing into the job.
These people are all agenda-driven. David, as you know, and we've seen for years with reverse speech, this is not a representative government. It's an agenda-driven government by big money, big corporation, big business, international monetary organizations, and we see it manifested here by the Federal Reserve. That's the obvious link. I mean, we're not our own masters. We lost that over 100 years ago. When a country can't control its own currency, its own finance, its own money, we have to borrow our own money from a group of banking crooks and then pay interest on it, to the extent that right now every single dollar that we pay the government in taxes, 77 cents on it, goes to debt service.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So we are utterly imprisoned, and now they're trying to take down the illusion of a healthy society. They're taking it down. They're trying to make everything look ugly, sick. Anyway, it's not good here. Not.
It's crazy. It's crazy. This is the type of behavior you see when countries are overthrown. It's what you're looking at.
Exactly.
Okay, next one. Tillerson.
About hopefully getting some assistance on some areas that have troubled them for a long time. And I think they're beginning to understand that, you know, the mission of the State Department is to lead America's foreign policy, create conditions for a better, more secure U.S.
I wonder what this means. Break his home forever.
Break his home forever.
Huh.
Break his home forever.
I'll be bothered.
Break his home forever.
Hey, let's play that again forwards, please.
Yeah, we're going to have to work out what he means.
About hopefully getting some assistance on some areas that have troubled them for a long time. And I think they're beginning to understand that, you know, the mission of the State Department is to lead America's foreign policy, create conditions for a better, more secure U.S.
Wow, break his home forever. See, he could be talking about anything.
He could be talking metaphorically about the United States.
Could be. Yeah. Here's the Russell again.
Break his home forever.
Certainly there.
Break his home forever.
David, they're out to destroy this country. I'm telling you, they're going to break it forever and then reconstitute it, probably with a constitutional convention, rewrite the Constitution. Break. I'm going to look at it in the big picture, the broad brush approach.
Oh my God! Wow, that's scary stuff.
And he knows the agenda.
Wow. Well, I'm watching it all happen from where I am, in the safety of my house in the southern suburbs of Adelaide. You're right, the firing line there, Jeff.
Yeah. Nowhere to go, David.
Your country's not
in any better shape than this one in some very important ways.
Yeah, that's true. I know. Yep. Anyway. All right, here's Mattis. Let's see what he's talking about forwards.
And I would just tell you that it has always been not the military, it's the U.S. military. It belongs to you.
Oh, yeah. Gun Nazi war.
Gun Nazi war.
Wow. Boy, he's that's rather aggressive for Mattis.
Yeah, let's round the forward again on that, please.
Yeah, sure.
And I would just tell you that it has always been not the military, it's the U.S. military. It belongs to you. It's
Wow. Gun Nazi war.
Gun Nazi war.
Gun Nazi war.
Gee whiz.
Gun Nazi war.
He's all ready for a huge fight for something. If they're
North Korea is on the crosshairs. They've already planned this all out, as we've discovered long ago. Then they had to change their plans when they withdrew their great armada. Now they're talking about sending a couple of carrier task force strike forces back there. So it would seem that war is still on the front burner with them.
Yeah, they haven't finished with North Korea. I've got a few more reversals to play you about that yet. So, all right, so here's Mattis again.
To characterize this as a threat, a North Korean threat to the world's community. How often do you see France and China, Russia, the United States, I can go on, how often do you see them voting unanimously on any issue?
And here we say, he's seen the power.
He's seen the power.
Oh, yeah.
He's seen the power.
He's talking about Kim Jong-un.
He's seen the power.
I'm sure that's who he's talking about.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Yeah.
See, it was interesting when Kim Jong-un, he looked at the plans to evade Guam and he changed his mind. I think
He was never going to invade Guam. That's a lie that has few equals in recent weeks. He was never going to attack Guam. What he was going to do, because these major war games are beginning Monday with South Korea and the American military, he was going to fire four missiles. They were going to go way over Japan, I mean, hundreds of miles over Japan, and splash down in the ocean about 50 kilometers offshore in international waters from Guam. There was never any word or verbiage from North Korea about an attack on Guam. It was a missile test that the American mainstream media took and turned into an attack military confrontation. How stupid is Kim? If he were to do that, he would be wiped out in a matter of a couple of hours. He's not going to do it. It was a test.
Of course not. His country would cease to exist.
The only danger was that one missile might have guidance problems and come down with no warhead and land on Guam. But I don't see that happening. Anyway, it was a test. And I keep repeating that. The media keeps lying, but there was no announced military plan to attack Guam, period.
Okay. All right. So, here's Mattis again.
We find ways to put together public-private ventures very often to solve problems.
And here he says, our force in the fire. Oops. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Yeah, well, it's like gun Nazi war. Didn't know Mattis was this aggressive.
Oh. Our force is in the fire. Our force, it's a military man talking, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. And he was talking about war games with North Korea. War games, he's talking about the... Sorry, warned game on with North Korea. So hang on, let's just play it.
If they fire at the United States, it could escalate into war very quickly. Yes, that's called war, if they shoot at us. If they do that, then it's game on.
Okay, I would give it a new ship.
I need a new ship.
Or could be I delivered a new ship. See, I hear it both ways.
I need a new ship.
Can't tell.
I'll go with I be given.
I be given a new ship. I think you're right. Either way, they're getting ships together to move into the whole situation.
In other words, maybe another carrier.
I
be given a new ship. We're sending the Nimitz over, or whatever. We're going to send the Reagan's already there, so I be given a new ship. I think that's what I'm hearing. I think I be given is there.
Yep. I agree. All right. Okay. All right. So we know we've got problems coming up with Venezuela. We know that. We know Mattis is still talking power and force.
Oh, yeah.
Tillerson's being sane for a change. I'm just summarizing what we've discovered so far tonight. All right. So here we have John McCain reacting to Trump's fire and fury comment. So here we go.
But the cost of a confrontation, as I just said, is is horrendous.
Here he says, send a rush.
Send a rush.
Huh.
Send a rush.
Well, that's interesting.
Send a rush.
No. Listen to it again and try this out. Send a Russian. There's an I-A-N on the end, which is very soft. Send a Russian.
All right.
Send a Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Send a Russian.
You're right.
Send a Russian.
Well, you're absolutely right. I didn't hear that. Well, what's the wrong word to mean by that?
I don't know. Let's play the forward again.
Yeah.
But the cost of a confrontation, as I just said, is horrendous.
The cost of a confrontation is horrendous. Talking about the confrontation with North Korea, send a Russian. Well, Russia's not going to have anything to do with a North Korea confrontation unless they come back North Korea, but I don't know.
Don't know. There may be something going on there that, again, is hidden venue stuff. Don't know.
Yeah. All right, here we have McCain again.
But I think that it's enough credence there with our intelligence that you have to take it seriously.
Oh, here he says there was no other way.
There's no other way.
There's no other way.
Yeah, that's there.
There's no other way.
A little bit quick, but it is there. All right, so he agrees. Basically saying Trump did the right thing, even though Ford's was a little bit against Trump's comment.
Right.
Interesting. All right. Where do I go to next? Here's one on Hillary Clinton.
A president has a sacred responsibility to send our troops into battle only if we absolutely must.
And here he says, she says, some evil spy.
Some evil spy.
Wow.
Some evil spy.
Oh.
Some evil spy.
Right.
What she means by that? Is she got a spies out watching?
I don't know. That's a good one.
Here's Maria Bartiromo taking John Podesta to task. Now she's isn't she a Fox reporter? I think she is.
I think so.
Yeah, so here we go.
She allowed that Russian company to acquire 20% of the U.S.'s uranium. So the point I'm making here, John, is that there's much deeper ties to Russia on the Democratic side than there are on the Republican side. And it's just a head scratcher that this has been taking all the oxygen out of the room over Trump.
Here she says, I need a spy.
Manage the spy.
Or I need to spy.
Correct.
Yeah.
She's a Fox journalist. I don't know what that means, though. I'm not quite following
she's looking. Well, she wants some inside information, you know. So.
I'm looking for a source, in other words.
Yeah, looking for a source, yeah. And here she is again.
dictated according
to... wrong one. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's the right one.
Dictated according to some sources, at least participated, in a statement that was grossly misleading.
Well, that's not Maria Bartiromo. That's Podesta. That's Podesta.
Yeah, that is.
And here he says, their kid dead. Wow. Gee whiz.
What the hell is he talking? Now, we know what he's talking about in terms of what he's saying, but who is he talking about?
It could be any kid. It's just the tragedies of war, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Can we play it forward again?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
What's the context, David? I'm sorry.
No. Well, all it says in the heading here is Maria Bartiromo takes Podesta to task. But this is obviously Podesta responding to Bartiromo.
Dictated, according to some sources, at least participated in a statement that was grossly misleading.
Yeah, we don't know the context. Let me see if my little lady in Canada can
Well, play the reverse again.
Okay, their kid dead.
See, now, well, this fits in with the Pizzagate pedophile child sacrifice kind of sickness that is allegedly part of the world that he moves in. So I don't know. That's a stretch, but that's the only thing I can think of. Their kid's dead. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, here's Jodie Foster blowing whistles on Hollywood pedophiles.
I definitely am marked by my childhood, and I think in good ways, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's all bad, but...
And here she says, they are scum.
Yeah, scum.
Yeah, scum. That just speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Sure does, yeah.
Speaks for itself. Here's old Mattis again. I'm getting ready for war.
I understand the question. It's very valid, but I don't tell the enemy in advance what I'm going to do. Our readiness, we are ready.
And he says, sending error.
Sending error.
Sending error.
Huh.
Sending error.
I wonder what he means by sending error. Maybe give false information?
There you go. That could be it. They're sending error. They're sending bogus information to North Korea to confuse them. Interesting.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Fair enough. All right. Here we got, I don't know why he's in this list today, but we got one on Ronald Reagan, how he handled his protesters in his days, comparing to how Trump handled the Charlottesville.
Let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
Good on him. Here he says, it will give my hell.
It will give my hell.
It will give my hell.
Well, there we go.
It will give my hell.
Well,
is he saying me or is saying me or my me?
Oh, I've got it down as my.
It could be me, but you see, it's pronounced a little funny.
Oh no, I think it's my Jeff.
Net for my L.
Oh, I hear the my, but I can almost hear an E in there too. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, just how he handled protesters.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
All right. Okay, here we got. Now, this is a big deal apparently on YouTube right now. You may know this one. I don't know anything about this. Sinéad O'Connor breaks down suicidal and alone.
I think it's Sinéad.
Sinéad, that's right. Okay, so here we go.
And it's not like you don't fucking know. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm 5'4". I can't cope no matter what whisper of COVID. Don't say you weren't fucking warned.
And he says, I want a blank, make it all forgotten. Wow. There's a long reversal.
That is.
long reversing and all there, all nice and clear and words and exactly what you would expect someone to be saying when they're suicidal and alone. They were totally congruent reversal. You know, I have so many people email me and they say, and they're puzzled. They say, why doesn't academia accept this? This is so self-evident. Any fool can see that there's something to this. And I get complete puzzles about all of that. So anyway. Incidentally, speaking of which, my autobiography goes to the printers next week, finally. It's a massive book. It's taken my editor a year to edit it.
Wow.
But it's all done. It's all finished. Off to the printers next week. It'll be out in about 3 weeks. So there we go.
Wow. Well, that'll be fun to help launch. That'll be what a story.
550 pages.
Gee, David.
Yeah,
that's an epic.
Big book.
Yeah, well, Reverse Speech is an epic.
Yep, some names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Yeah, that's funny. Hope I'm not in there. I don't want to be smeared.
You're in there in a very positive light.
I'm kidding you. I'd be honored to be in there. It's been quite a ride.
You're in there. Yeah, you actually feature quite heavily in there as being a very true and loyal friend who has stood by me through thick and thin. There we go. That's how you are portrayed.
Thank you, sir. I'm honored, and very much so. And I really look forward to it. Your story is so unique. It's really special. This is a remarkable thing. How did you get time to do it?
Oh, look, I wrote it over 20 years, Jeff. I started writing it 20 years ago.
I got you. Yeah.
And it just as more and more things happened, I added more and more to it, you know, and finally it was time. I thought, oh, gee whiz, it's time now, and especially... And, of course, you know, I just finished it off, and then the CIA declassified Reverse Speech. It was one marvelous way to end the book. It sort of tied a lot of loose ends together. Like
so you're able to get that in?
Yes.
Good job. All right. That's very, very good. Well, I'm really proud of you. That's an amazing achievement. Good job.
Well, thank you.
As always.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it coming out. It'll be a pretty good book.
What's the title?
It's Only a Metaphor, The Story of Reverse Speech.
Nice. That's a good, nice, flowing title. I like it. It's Only a Metaphor, The Story of Reverse Speech. Very good.
Yeah, that's the title. So there we go. So if anyone wants to make some advance orders, go to my website, reversespeech.com, and you can order in advance to get free shipping. There we go. So you'll see a link. Just scroll down to the blog post, and it'll say advance orders. It's only a metaphor. So, so there we go. All right. How much more time we got? We got time for one more reversal?
Sure do. Go ahead.
This is this Shinead.
Sinead, I think.
Sinead, okay.
What about everybody who hasn't got a fucking iPad and can talk to the strangers on Facebook who are kinder to me than my own loved one, for fuck's sake?
Oh, gee whiz, she's upset. The bullshit in our family.
Totally congruent.
And you can hear the anguish in the reverse,
can't
you?
Yeah, completely congruent with what she's saying forwards. The people on Facebook are kinder to me than my own family. And she got a bad family, had a bad upbringing, obviously, and it's right there. That's really a classic example, again, of reverse speech, revealing the subconscious and the conscious mind saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's called congruency.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. And one last reversal, I guess, well, then we're done. Still got a whole bunch more to play. We'll do them next show. So here we go. Okay.
And understand that, like, one of millions, one of fucking millions, you know, mental illness doesn't care who you are. The worst stigma doesn't fucking care who you are. And it's stigma is what's killing people. It's not the mental fucking illnesses.
And we make blood fill the moon. Wow. Wow. That's quite an amazing metaphor, isn't
she's
it?
She's a very dramatic and sounds like a traumatized young woman.
Yeah.
Tough life. No doubt.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the biography. Go to reversespeech.com and you can pre-order the book. That's going to be a great read. It'll just be an epic, I'm sure. If you want, David, you've got more reversals. Let's see. Hold on. If you've got time, we can get you on next Tuesday if you would like. Whatever.
Let me ring you, Jeff. I've got to work out straight away. I'll call you in about 15 minutes.
All right. Okay? Very good. Talk soon. Okay. Okay.
All right. Thanks, mate. Bye.
All right.
See you.
Okay, there's David John Oates, and again, another page from the amazing technology, of, it's what it is, it's a technology of reverse speech. And if you don't agree with it, that's fine. It's your choice. So we will be back Monday, and in the meantime, our best of will be Sunday. Throughout the weekend, you'll hear reruns of the programs of the past week on the network and on my side of the ledger as well. Thank you so much for all your kind words and support. We have been here for 24 years of service now, and the website 22 years. So we've been doing a lot of work, and it makes a difference to a lot of people, and we're very grateful for that. Okay, take good care. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.